Echoes from Northwest history rang loudly for people in the present day at a memorial ceremony yesterday. It was 75 years ago this week that the U.S. government forcibly removed the first Japanese Americans from their West Coast homes and sent them to internment camps. This happened in the wake of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in World War II. The first group rounded up came from Bainbridge Island. That's where, yesterday, more than 200 people, including Washington's governor, the Japanese ambassador to the U.S., religious leaders, and internment camp survivors, marked the anniversary.
This blessed land.
The 75th anniversary commemoration of the internment took place at the Bainbridge Island Japanese American Exclusion Memorial, a relatively new unit of the National Park System. The crowd of attendees included more than a dozen people of Japanese descent who spent time in internment camps such as Minidoka in Idaho or Manzanar in California. Correspondent Tom Bonsi produced the audio we just heard.
I'm known as Kei Sakai Nakao, but my Japanese name is Kazuko. You know, I was 22 at the time, so I remember everything, what was going on around me. It was very sad and scary because we were never told where we were going or how long we were going to be gone. They didn't explain anything. Just take what you could carry. So it was so puzzling. We all know our home is our safe haven, and to leave that, it was tough. It was sad.
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me.
My name is Clarence Moriwaki. I'm president of the Bainbridge Island Japanese American community. The stories that are told are both timeless and timely. History is repeating itself. It's unfortunate, and the fear and the war hysteria, the racial prejudice, religious intolerance is raising its head. When we had our ceremony 15 years ago, it was 6 months after September 11th. It was March 30th, 2002. And I remember the fear I had for my Arab American friends and my Muslim friends. And I said, we cannot let it happen again. And here it is, 15 years later, and it's back to square one. And this is, it's crazy nuts. I thought we were done with that.
Send me off forever, but I ask you, please.
Our motto is a motto of hope and action. Nidoto na yoni, let it not happen again. And we're falling down on it because it is happening again. It makes me feel sad, but it makes me feel empowered because so many people came out. Everybody spoke with such conviction and belief that that hope is there.
And so it's really my honor to introduce our governor and my very good friend, Jay Inslee.
We stand on federal ground as part of the National Park System to say that we will never let fear overcome us. We will never succumb to fear again, and we will always stand up for the rights of everyone who lives in this blessed land.
In total, 120,000 people of Japanese descent were confined in the hastily built inland internment camps. It wasn't until decades later that the U.S. government apologized for what was by then deemed an unconstitutional mass detention brought on by war hysteria.